Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Board of Education will now begin the process of searching for a new county superintendent of schools after Dr. Gary Eagles announced his retirement at their monthly board meeting this afternoon. Eagles said in a statement that it has been an honor to serve as the county superintendent for the past 14 years and to have been with the County Office of Education for over 32 years. Eagles plans to retire at the end of the school year in June of 2017, and the Board of Education is expected to choose a new superintendent sometime next spring. The state controller's property tax postponement program has been brought back after the state legislature suspended the program back in 2009. That means homeowners who are 62 or older, blind, or have a disability will be able to defer current year property taxes on their principal residence. They have to meet certain requirements, including having 40% equity in the home and an annual household income of $35,000 or less. Applications are available on the state controller website. Property tax bills for the current year will be mailed out by the end of the month, with the first installment of property taxes due by November 1st. The amount of opioids prescribed in Humboldt County has decreased, according to officials at the Department of Health and Human Services. Since 2010, opioid prescriptions in the county have decreased by 23%, and that number reduction is due in part by more prescribers in Humboldt using the California Prescription Drug Monitoring System, and also in part because of the efforts of the community coalition RX Safe Humboldt. According to the Centers and Disease Control and Prevention, since 2009, more people in the United States have died from opioid overdoses than car crashes. Residents driving in Eureka are asked to be cautious and to expect short delays at various roadways in the city, as road crews are currently conducting water main reconstruction. Crews will be at Booner Street between West and Harrison Avenue, the intersection of 14th and K Street, as well as the intersection of D and Trinity Street. Controlled traffic and detours at these locations will be in effect daily between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m., and work is expected to be completed by the end of the month. Dan Squire has news from Eureka City Schools.
You may not have very fond memories about school lunches made available when you were roaming a junior high or high school hallway, and that was because they didn't serve locally grown Humboldt beef in the cafeteria. Students today have it a lot better, and Eureka City Schools are doing their part by featuring locally grown beef in their school lunch menu. The Humboldt Del Norte Cattlemen's Association will donate beef on a monthly basis, about 9,000 pounds per year, and one of the association's directors, Pat Fulton, said in a statement that through the agreement, they can now share how cattle are raised with students and support students interested in the industry. The school district has added an additional menu item to the selection, Cattlemen's Chili Con Carne, made with that local beef.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Austin Allison, a 25-year-old Eureka resident, has thrown in his hat into the Eureka City Council member race, as he will officially launch his campaign tomorrow afternoon. Allison, who works as a cardiac monitor technician at St. Joseph's Hospital, will venture into elected politics for the first time, and he has already gained the support of current city council member Linda Atkins, who said that she hopes other young people are inspired to get involved to lead Eureka forward when they learn about his campaign. Allison will hold his public campaign launch at Sequoia Park at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The Eureka Police Department is currently holding a fundraiser at Rita's Mexican Grill on 5th Street that will run until 8 o'clock tonight. Featured on the restaurant's waitstaff tonight will be Mayor Frank Yeager, Councilmember Melinda Cherubellini, Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills, as well as Captains Brian Stevens and Steve Watson, along with County Supervisor Virginia Bass. 15% of the proceeds will go towards the police department's Shop with a Cop program, the Eureka Neighborhood Watch, and I Like Eureka. Tuesday morning, officers with the Eureka Police Department, as well as City Public Works, were at the Budget Motel on 4th Street, a location that is a regular on the calls for service list. A building inspection was conducted by Public Works officials, while officers contacted and interviewed residents and others on scene. 4 people were arrested on various warrants. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.